counted. Because one thing I know, we normal soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. Of all your worrying, we have all that we need. Stifle all your fear and complacency. Yeah, we walk through the valley and we glow in the shadow of death. We don't march alone, no, and life is too short to rest. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Is it this what we have all been waiting for?
Repair the Breach broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome. This is the Repair the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel. We welcome you to the broadcast of the Repair the Breach, which can be heard on the Pagan Calendar States every Saturday morning between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. on the West Coast and 10 a.m. to 12 noon on the Central Standard Time Zone. And we're going to have a little special treat today, special guest in the second hour, Dr. Dale Hollis of consumer-law-advocates.com will be joining us in the second hour. And first hour, we're going to open up call-in line 800-313-9443. You got any questions or comments? Segments 800-313-9443. So we're going to, again, deal with some of the questions and statements, in fact, of our listeners. And so you really make the broadcast, folks. You really help bring it to the next level, you, the audience. And we appreciate all your thoughts and questions, all the fine comments. And, of course, all the fine emails I get during the course of the week, and I appreciate all the kind words and so forth as well. So I want to stay tuned, and we'll be right back in about 3 minutes or so here on the Public Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The artificially sweetened times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Here on the Repair the Breach broadcast, I'm the Repair the Breach Zachariah Daniel here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. And again, if you'd like to call in, questions or comments in the first hour, we'll take calls 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we're going to read some questions I received this past week here on the on our Yahoo Groups website, and go to rbnlive.com and look under program hosts, and the very last one you'll see a link to our program or to our Yahoo groups on the rbnlive.com program host section. And there is a question. These questions were posed by one of the group members on our Yahoo groups, Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception Yahoo group. Laz, also known as Yosef, took the red pill, by the way. That's his little code name. He asked these questions in a secular or a Christian mainstream website, and he asked these questions, and I thought we would go over some of these questions he gave and posed to this Christian mainstream website and media site. and some of the answers that he got back from them, I thought they were quite interesting, and he did a great job posing these questions. And anyhow, I'll read a little bit of his email. He just basically stated, this is Joseph Took the Red Pill. That's his little code name. His name is Laz. And he states, quote, after listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast for some time now, or Repair of the Breach show for some time now, I thought I would ask mainstream sources to see what thoughts they had on various things I've heard on Zach's show. I may have butchered some of the questions like a medieval monk, but here is what this group, gotquestions.org, answered. Well, kind of, but I will give them credit at least for saying the Son's name was not Jesus Christ. Note the fancy footwork on the Sabbath question. So his first question he poses to them, he asks them at gotquestions.org, a Christian mainstream media site, I believe. Question one he posed to them, Lazarus, how can the Son of the Almighty's name be Jesus when there was no J in the Hebrew, Greek, or Latin, or even in English till after the late 1600s and early 1700s? And this question was answered by Shay from gotquestions.org. His answer, his response to Laz, a.k.a. Joseph, who took the red pill, he answered. His name was not, Shay answered, his name was not Jesus. It was likely Yeshua or Joshua. Jesus is the English version of the Greek version of his name, Jesus. And I'll just interject my thoughts here, folks. Actually, Joshua is the English version, not Jesus. Jesus is the Greek Latin, and the letter J is the only English part of the name Jesus, with all due respect. That leaves you with Esus, E-S-U-S. And we probably touched on this before on this broadcast, but did you know there was a Gaelic Druid deity in the British Isles by the name, and also Germanic, by the name of Esus, E-S-U-S? And then the letter J is the only English stemming from the name Jesus. Esus would be the Greek Latin remaining aspect of the name Jesus. If J is the only English, which is really the letter J came from the French and Germanic influence, and there's no J in Latin, there's no J in Greek, there's no J in Hebrew, and I don't want to belabor or harp on the point, but the fact remains is that this Gaelic deity, Druid deity, was a bull-faced pagan idol by the name of Esus, E-S-U-S. You think that's just a coincidence? Well, many would probably say, oh, it's just a coincidence. Well, just put the letter J, the only English aspect influenced by the French and German languages. And you got to wonder, where did this name came from? Where did this name really come from, with all due respect? Folks, Joshua would be the English version. Since you're going to use the letter J, Joshua would be the English version for Yeshua, which was a title which meant salvation. Look up Strong's number 3444. It's a Hebrew word, or Chaldean word, or Hebrew word, Yeshua, which means salvation. It was not a name, but later on it became a name for common folk, common individuals. But the Almighty Messiah was not a common individual now, was he? And of course not. He was the Almighty Messiah man. He was the Almighty man. He wasn't a human. He was the Almighty man. There's two kinds of men in Scripture. In 1 Corinthians 15, says that not all flesh is the same flesh. So what flesh do you confess he came in? The Almighty Messiah came in the flesh. It was Yahweh. No one else was prophesied to come but he. That I alone am your Savior. I know not any other. In Isaiah, yes, 43:10-11. If he said there was no one else besides him, then why are we saying that he sent somebody else? Because, the New Covenant, the New Testament says, again, we believe the New Testament, or a New Covenant better stated, is indeed Scripture and a part of the Word of Yahweh, but it comes under the subjection, like all the other books in Scripture, come under the subjection to the Torah. Read Isaiah chapter 8 very slowly and carefully, and you will see that if there was any manipulation going on, which there was, and people might say, well, Zach, are you again attacking inspiration of Scripture? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I am attacking the, again, translations of men. See, we believe in the Scripture. We do believe from Genesis to Revelation is indeed Scripture, but all Scripture is given by inspiration of Yahweh. Did Yahweh inspire a Greek pagan deity to be a substitute name for him? Absolutely not. Because he would violate his word, which he said he could not deny himself. Cannot lie, can't sin, remember? He says not to speak or even take a pagan deity's name off of your lips in Exodus 23:13. Walk circumspectly, don't speak a pagan deity's name off your lips. Do you think he's going to now just say, I'm going to inspire pagan deities to be replacing my name? And no, he didn't inspire that. That was a different inspiration. That was inspirations of Satan and inspiration of evil men, monks monkeying around with the manuscripts up in the monastery on these false mandates by these popes, you see. So these questions here that Laz asked here on the gotquestions.org, and they, website, and they answer, Shea answered, that his name was not Jesus. That's a very powerful statement that even from the Christian camp, they, this mainstream Christian site admits this. Hey, you ever watched the movie The Passion by Mel Gibson? Of course, many have. It was a very popular movie. Very successful at the box office, if you will. And if you ever watch that movie and you pay attention carefully to it, how come you never hear the name Jesus one time in it? Because obviously it was not the word. The name Jesus was not, with the J, was not even invented at the time. I mean, I used to believe at one time, just to relate and to hopefully this ministers to somebody, I remember when I was a Pentecostal pastor, Christian pastor, mainstream, if you will, non-denominational. I remember when I would have died for that name, with all due respect. Again, there was a time in my life I really thought I would have died for the name of Jesus. I mean, that's how much I believed what I believed at that time. And I mean, I literally believe that Peter got up, or Kepha got up on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 when he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you. And the King James Version says, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. I really literally believed, and this is how ignorant I was at the time, just to confess here, not my ignorance back then. I literally believe that Peter actually stood up and verbalized and audibilized and invoked and spoke out loud the name Jesus on the day of Pentecost in the first century. And many Christians, I was not alone, many Christians still believe that today. They believe that the Almighty allowed his name to be changed to a name that's not even 300 or 400 years old. Or it's acceptable to do that. And again, I'm not trying to poke fun, or I'm just trying to understand where I understand where many are still at, because I used to literally believe that. And when we come to find out, more research has been done in the First King James Bible for all the King James only folks. And I'm with you, because I believe that's still the best English translation out there. I used to believe that. I used to believe that, and there was no errors in the King James when I found out the First King James didn't have any Jesus or any other J name or J word. Be right back, rbnlive.com. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
And we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. You're tuned to the Repair the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair the Breach, Zachariah Daniel, and been reading some questions here that was posed by Laz, a.k.a. Yosef took the red pill on our Yahoo Groups board. You can go to that Yahoo Groups board if you like by going to rbnlive.com, website for Republic Broadcasting Network, under Program Hosts. The very last one on the bottom, right before the mission statement, we'll give you the link to get to the Yahoo Groups. Join. We'd love to have you come aboard as well. Anyhow, Laz posted question number two to the God Answers, gotquestions.org website, a Christian mainstream Christian media website. Question two he posed was, doesn't the term, this is from Yosef here, a.k.a. Laz, doesn't the term Lord mean Baal? Doesn't Yahweh say in the scriptures referring to a future time saying, you will no longer call me Baal? Surely he could not be referring to the worshipers of Baal. And this answer was given by Shay. His answer was, yes, the term Baal or Baal means Lord. But it is an entirely different word for Lord than is used for God. That was given by Shay, his answer. And I thought it was very intriguing to find out that here a Christian mainstream website would admit that, and I give him a lot of credit, to be honest with the people, that the admission that literally Lord means Baal, and Baal equals Lord, do we want to call our Creator that? I mean, when he said that in Hosea 2:16-18, I mean, repetition is the mother of all learning. For those that have been on the broadcast and listened to this broadcast, hopefully you've remembered these things, stirring up your pure minds by a way of remembrance today, folks, like Peter or Cephas said to do. I mean, is it a tov or a good thing to call the Creator Baal indirectly, whether we know it or not? Does it make it right or not? It doesn't make it right at all. Ignorance is not bliss, the Scripture says in Acts, that he winked at our ignorance, but commandeth all men everywhere to repent. The name, above all names, was taken out over 7,000 times from our English translations and many other languages as well. The name of Yahweh, he said, the Messiah, Almighty Messiah, stated in John or Yochanan 5:43, he came in the Father's name. And I also got another email from another gentleman that got a full revelation, a great, great revelation on Yochanan 5 or John 5. And he stated to me in an email that he's come to a realization that the name of Jesus was a counterfeit. When you read John or Yochanan 5, he's speaking about himself as the Father manifested in the flesh as the Son. And I thought that was a great revelation he came to receive from Yahweh, the Almighty. But this question number two that Laz posed here basically just stated that question was, doesn't the term Lord mean Baal? Doesn't Yahweh say in the Scripture referring to a future time? And this reference here is found in Hosea 2:16-18 again. That you're no longer going to call me Bailey, you're going to call me by my name, as your husband, gives his name to his bride. The bride takes on her husband's name, and that name is of our husband, because our maker is our husband, Isaiah 55:54-5. It says, thy creator, thy maker is thy husband. You're no longer going to call me Baal or Bailey or Baal. You're no longer going to call me Lord. You referred to me as these terms. I know, we used to do it. And the only reason why I speak these words and terms is to bring forth this important information that is indeed scripturally backed and proved out throughout all the prophets in the Tanakh and First Covenant. And it's provable in the Renewed Covenant as well. And when you see that in the last days, the Almighty Messiah said he's going to remove the Baalistic terms from our lips that we've referred to him as, such as Lord or God. These are all pagan names and pagan titles. And Jesus, Jesus, Iesus, Jesus, these are all too Zeusified. Zeus was a top pantheon. He was the top pantheon in Greek mythology. He was a half horse, half man, called a centaur. And Zeus in Hebrew, the closest thing Jesus could mean in Hebrew was a horse. So, is that a coincidence? And another four-footed beast, and Isis is a four-footed bull. Gaelic deity. Just put the J on there, and you got Jesus, with all due respect. Not meaning to be sacrilegious, not trying to sound. And if I come across that way, I apologize. I only apologize if it offends in how I bring it out. I don't apologize for the information or the truth that is indeed the truth concerning these issues. But I'm trying to speak this truth in love, and if it hurts, I know how it feels, because it hurt me really bad for a long time when I began to discover this information by revelation of the Ruach, by the Spirit of Yahweh, and by the Word of Yah. And at the time, I was a Christian pastor and thought that, hey, we were doing the will of the Creator, and He was walking with us, and yes, He's walking with you, and He's with us always. He said He's with us even to the end of the world. He's loving us. He's trying to speak more truth to us, to give us a better understanding of who He is. And we'll be right back on rbnlive.com. Stay tuned. ReachMender@yahoo.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
there is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KUBAN Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. You can repair the breach broadcast on the Repair the Breach. Zachariah Daniel opening up the phone lines for your calls, questions, statements, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. In the second hour, quick reminder, Dr. Dale Hollis will be joining us in the second hour, and his website is consumer-law-advocates.com. That's consumer-law-advocates.com. And he'll join us in the second hour, and I think you'll be intrigued with some of the information he has. In fact, he specializes in, just like what his website talks about, consumer law, and he advocates the protection of consumer protection laws and so forth. And he's had just tremendous amounts of success in helping people out of foreclosures, credit card problems and so forth, et cetera, et cetera. The guy is incredibly, phenomenally gifted in this area. In fact, he even helps attorneys, usually I call attorneys a turn on these, but there's some good, there's very rare, but there's some very few, you know, attorneys out there. And I know one, you know, he's a good, real good guy, and he's a straight shooter. But generally, attorneys kind of got that stereotype. But he helps even attorneys help the consumers or the clients and so forth get their houses out of foreclosure, credit card problems and so forth. We'll just look forward to having him. I mean, just his success rate is just phenomenal. And so if you know anybody that's in foreclosure or got credit card problems or what have you, you might want to go to his website, consumer-law-advocates.com, and check his, in fact, he's even got a conference call, I believe, Tuesdays and Thursdays. So go to consumer-law-advocates.com and get all the information there. But anyhow, back to the subject. We were going over some of these questions that a member of our Yahoo groups, Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception, the Yahoo group that we started with the Pagan Calendar State in March, early March, And Laz, also known as Joseph or Yosef, took the red pill, posed these questions to a mainstream Christian website, and he posed these questions. The last one we dealt with was the issue about Lord and Baal, or Baal. And there was 450 prophets of Baal or Baal, and Elijah, they called him Elijah with the J, but really Elijah had to deal with them. And it's amazing how in the modern day today everyone thinks it's all right to refer to the Creator as Lord. And I know I did the same thing for many, many years. But in the end time, again, the scripture states that the Gentiles are going to come and they're going to know the Almighty by His name. From the least to the greatest, all shall know my name is Yahweh. This is in Jeremiah 16:19-21. And so it's not a Jewish thing here, folks. The Gentiles, who are indeed a large remnant of the, I guess an oxymoron, a large remnant, a remnant of the Gentiles indeed are lost sheep of the house of Israel. When you think of the term Gentiles, or you know, a lot of times becomes synonymous with paganism in the culture, and heathenism, and so forth. And so the lost sheep of the house of Israel got mixed, literally, with that heathen, pagan culture. Read Hosea chapter 7, verse 8, where it states that Ephraim, which is another name for Yisrael or Yeshurun, Ariel, was known as Ephraim. And Yosef, the house of Yosef, Ephraim, and Israel were synonymous, interchangeable terms. And Ephraim has mixed himself with the nation. So the lost sheep of the house of Israel, literally, or Ephraim, became known as Gentiles, took on Gentile names, Gentile cultures, and so forth, and became Gentiles. And so they are in the church, many of them, today, trapped in the corporate church world, Christian realm, and paganism. And Father calls them out in the last days. He says, come out of her, my people. Come out from among them. Anyhow, we've got a caller in Texas, Melissa in Texas. Welcome to the Repair the Breach broadcast, and thanks for holding.
Yeah, I was just looking in my Young's Concordance. I have a Strong's also, but with all due respect, I would like to try to understand this thing about Lord that you're talking about, because when I look up the word Lord, it's only translated twice as Baal, or Baal,
right,
the way it's pronounced. Not really
right
with the Hebrew, but... and it's translated thousands of times as either Yahweh or Adonai. In the New Testament, it's Kurios, which just means teacher or master, the one you answer to.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to be just a title, and according to what the title is attached to, it's either a title of great respect, or it can be as a title of disrespect if you're looking at it from our point of view when you're looking at the lords of the wicked one. But Lord is just a title, and when it's given to, you know, it's a term of honor. So,
and it has been used as such from the intentions of the hearts of the masses. No denying that, Melissa. You bring out some great points. It goes back to a British term of nobility also.
Well, they weren't around when the Old Testament or even the New Testament was put on paper. So
right, that's true.
What I'm looking at, you know, what I'm trying to make my point with all due respect.
I'll go right ahead.
Is that it's only used, if you're reading the Hebrew or the Greek, you only see that word Baal twice. And whenever you're looking at the word Lord, every other time it's Yahweh or Adonai or Kurios. I mean, thousands and thousands of times, and only twice is it translated as, and then it's clarified as the Lord of the high places of Arnon and lords of the heathen have broken down, you know, whatever. I'm just reading the passage out of the Youngs. So I don't see how you can say that that calling our Lord and Savior Lord is an insult, because that's like if I go to the bank, you know, to get some money out, that's one kind of a bank. But if I go to the river bank, you know, I'm not expecting to get money. It's the same word, but it's translated from two different original words. The original word for Baal is only used twice, and then thousands of times it's used as a term of honor. And it makes no sense that you would take the two passages and make them throw all of the rest. And one of the things that I know about a little bit about researching the scriptures is that you look at the hard verses or the ones that seem to conflict, but you look at them in light of all of the other scriptures also, and you don't throw away the mass of truth for a couple of seemingly untrue things.
Well, you know, I do respect your information and your research, Melissa. You bring out some important points, but if you look at that word carefully, Lord, I know what you mean. I mean, you got your landlord, if you will. These people are not thinking of...
Oh, she might be a Baal, by the way, in my case.
Well, you might want to stick around then for the next break on the hour or so. But yeah, that's another subject. But no, I really respect what you're saying. But at the same time, again, if you look at a word that is used, whether it be capitalized L-O-R-D or small L-O-R-D. Some say, well, you know, what's his name? Some would say his name is God. Well, we know that's not true. But, you know, they would say, well, we mean the big G, not the small G. Or we mean the big L, not the small L. Well, it's the same phonetic verbalization. It's the same word. Now, I know what you mean. It can be used in a bad way or in a good way in the intention that it's given. But in the reality of the scripture, and that's really, like you say, the most important issue. It does say that the Almighty is saying, you're no longer going to call me Baal or use Baalistic terms, which Lord is indeed mentioned. Look up the Young, you mentioned Young's, but look up Unger's Bible Dictionary. There's many, many other sources that prove this out. The scripture, in fact, the Almighty himself is saying, you're no longer going to call me these Baalistic terms, and Lord is one of them.
Okay.
Even though people mean... Well,
can I ask a question?
What? Go ahead.
Well, just that, see, when I talk to my Heavenly Father,
yes,
you know, in prayer or just conversing with him, I call him Daddy. because he's my heavenly daddy, and I used to call my earthly father daddy. And if I ever spoke to him and called him by his surname with a mister in front of it, he would have looked at me like I was insane. Because he's daddy. Okay.
Yeah, those are all kosher terms of endearment, and they're great. That's great.
Okay, and when I talked to my brother, the one who hung on the tree, I call him my brother. I wish I could come up with a good nickname for him like I did with my earthly brother. We used to call my earthly brother Butchie, although his name was Brian, for whatever reason. But
I had an uncle named Butch.
Well, anyway, maybe that's what it means when it says we'll no longer call them by these, inflated terms.
Right. There's a text in Isaiah, I believe it's in 44th chapter or 41st chapter. It's more than once, where the Creator, in the King James, they try to say that the Creator literally stated, "I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will not give to another." Third commandment, not to take the name of the Lord in vain. These are all King James quotes I'm giving you for the sake of bringing out a point.
Well, what does the Hebrews call it?
Well, first of all, we know his name is not Lord, right? We would agree on that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so he says not to take his name in vain, and they put the word Lord in there because the word means bring to naught or make useless. Instead of using the name of Yahweh, which was in there over 7,000 times, before Lord or God or Jesus or Jehovah God in there, wouldn't that be replacing and bringing to naught the name of Yahweh with other terms such like Lord or God or Jehovah? I mean, he says not to do that, and yet...
They're doing it right there.
We're doing it indirectly, and it's not...
They're doing it right there in that scripture.
Yes, they are, and it's not... It's the translation, not an attack on scripture, just an attack on the translator, the monk, if you will. Look at Isaiah. Go ahead, Jeremiah 8.
I wish I could just learn Hebrew and Greek and, put my head on a Greek book overnight and wake up in the morning and speak Greek. That would be so great, but I can't. So.
Well, hey, when they say it's all Greek to me, they mean it's all confusion. The Renewed Covenant was not inspired in Greek. That's another deception.
Well, but I don't speak Aramaic either,
Well, the key...
What we have to deal with is the English translation. And
that's right. That's right.
It is the glory of God to hide or conceal a matter. It is the honor of kings to search it out. So
and you've done some search. I like you, Melissa,
this
very much.
What we've done. This is what we do. It's better than crossword puzzles. It's way more fun than anything you can think of to grab a concordance. And I personally don't like the online thing because it hurts my back sitting in one of those stupid chairs. But so I use a real life book. And I'll sit and just look up things for hours at a time, just looking at, well, what does this really say? What's behind the English word? And then as you do that, you come to a better understanding of Daddy and our brother. That's kind of what
Melissa, you bring out some good points. Did you have anything else you want to share with our listeners today?
Just maybe that grace is an amazing thing. I mean, the old song, Amazing Grace. But no matter what, God, or Yahweh, if you please, with all due respect.
You're doing great.
If we trust him and he looks at our heart, as we grow to know more and more, he continues to help us grow more and more. And the word growth there would be that you grow up, rooted and grounded, growing up into the head, which is Christ or...
Ephesians 4, right?
Well, then that word grow is axano, at least the one I'm thinking. Maybe it's not that verse, but the word axano means to grow. And you don't grow by someone grabbing, say you're growing a plant. You don't grab it by the little stem that's sticking out of the ground and start pulling on it. It gently grows from the inside out as it is nourished by that which it needs. So the spiritual growth is nourished by the Father and the Son through the gift of Holy Spirit as the one who is growing takes in that nourishment and grows up more and more. It's a gentle inside growing that takes place, and as you know more, you learn more, and you know more, and you learn more. And that's what we do here.
Well, You're right, and we do got to continue to grow. And
but it's gentle. It should always be peaceable and gentle, never a harsh grabbing a hold and
pressing.
It's got to be gentle and loving.
Speaking the truth in love, like you were quoting earlier in Ephesians 4.
And even that actual translation there is a little bit off. It should be truthing it, because there's no word for speaking. It's not laleo or any of the others. It's truthing it is the literal translation there. So living truth.
Well, thanks, Melissa. You did a really good job, and we encourage you to continue to grow in knowledge of our Creator and Savior, and we appreciate you. We appreciate you.
All right.
And call back again. You're listening to the Repair the Breach broadcast on RBNLive.com. I'm Repair the Breach, Zach Daniel. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break. Breachmender at Yahoo.com. Stay tuned. The second hour, Dr. Dale Hollis.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBNLive.com. Courtesy there of Poker Face Fan, PokerFace.com. And Melissa brought out some important issues. And but at the same time, with all due respect, and I do appreciate her calling, and we want her to call back. But, folks, we have to come to the realization that the Almighty is jealous over His name. And just as your name is important to you and your family, we have created this misnomer by treating human beings with more respect, and we should respect each other by, you know, getting each other's names right and so forth, or at least trying the best we can, striving for it. But we have done that more so and treated that issue more importantly than the Creator. And we have, you know, used this, well, you know, we're American now, and so we need to, you know, we need to call Him Jesus because it says so, and invite Him the Bible, and there's no errors at all, and yet the lying pen of the scribes adult is falsehood. And but, of course, they could never have done that, but yet it says it's going to happen, and it happened, and we're the recipients of it. Folks, we've got to understand, in the end time, the last days, the Father is going to take these Baalistic terms, and He's doing it. He's doing it to many. And He did it for me. He did it for many, many others besides us. He's doing it all over the world. It's His work. It's not our work. It's Yahweh's work. He says He's going to be known by His name. He said His people shall know My name, not ashamed of His name. And, you know, the Creator, also known as the only Savior, the only Messiah, He's our Creator and Savior. He's not two different people. He's not three persons. He's one, and His name is one. Zechariah 14:9, in that day there shall be one Yahweh, and His name the only name, and the only one. And His name is one. He has many titles, appellation, that's true, but He has only one personal proper name, and He does want us not to take His name no longer in vain and replace or substitute and justify and say, well, we're American. Well, we need to be going back to the Scriptures. We need to go back in the covenant of Yisrael, not the place, not the geographical location. We'll be right back, RBNLive.com. Stay tuned.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.